Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 7th and June 16th, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Did they want to control it?
Yes, they tried to make it rain or stop the rain. They tried different experiments.
Why not dead? Stop dead?
Yes, they are trying that also. They are not succeeding.
That is the misfortune. They are going to the sky for meeting. They are Russian scientists, American scientists.
Big Island, the island that you visited where the farm is.
Huh?
On the island where the farm. The people are now, they are afraid that there will be a volcanic eruption and the whole island will be finished.
There is that sign?
Yes, because the that volcano over there is still it is still active. It's smoking. It's always smoking.
Siddhar Swarup, it said every 12 years it erupts, and I think it's been 10 years since the last one. So it's expected that in 2 years.
The last time you devastated it? No.
I don't know. So some,
partially,
he said some damage,
not
yes.
Completely. Partial devastation.
No, when volcano is in smoke, that is dangerous. That is dangerous.
Our land then? Can we sell our land then?
What will come? Just no future. Must be always ready for destruction. Material world is like that. Chanaka Pandit has says, Saja Dujjana Sansargam, avoid a bad man's company. Bhajasadhu Samadham, always try to associate with learned sadhu, with devotees. Avoid this worldly man's association and try to associate with devotee. Tajodhijjana saṃsarganga dhamādhamo. Then smara nittam anittata. And always think that everything here in this material world is for a few days. Be the motto of life. Associate with the materialistic person. Try to associate with the body and always think that this world is for a few days.
This world is what?
But few days.
Oh, yeah.
Nittam manitra. And then, Kuru Punna Mahorapya. And act piously day and night. This is the motto.
That's a nice prescription.
Civilization is just the opposite. Huh? Always accidentally. Not Kuru Punna Mahara. 24 hours accidentally.
It seems that practically every single person in society today is going to have to go to one of those hells.
Hmm?
Every single person in society today.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to have to go to one of those hells.
Yeah.
Reads about the different hells will become scared.
that the animals, to keep the animals here and take one of them slaughter. There is the thing I'm saying. This is animal.
Uh-huh.
All of them will think, I'm sorry. He's being killed.
Right.
This is their dull brain, the modern animals. These two-legged animals, they'll think like that.
They say that if you have a herd of sheep and the first part of the herd falls off of a cliff, then all the rest of them will simply walk off the cliff.
That is called Mariyadasa. In Hindi, Mariyadasa.
What is that called?
Mariyadasa.
Mariyadasa. What does that mean?
Now, Bari means lamb, sheep. They are fox. If you can push one of them in the slaughterhouse, all of them. This is called Mariyadasa. We haven't got to endeavor to push others. You just push one only. And all. In Hindi it is called Mariyadasa. Just cheat one very and all others will be. Follow it. Long ago, when we were boys, we saw one comic cinema. That old cinema player was, his name was Max Linder. Max Linder. So this Max Linder was going to a ball dance and he was waiting in the park. And the ball dance court, you know, it has got a tail.
Yes.
So he was sitting in a bench and some naughty boys came and they nailed the tailing. So when he got up, it became torn. Like so this hip was visible. So when he was dancing in the ball, others are saying to you, what is this? So he went to the mirror, he saw, oh. So he began to dance and show him everyone like him. So others said, what is this? This is the latest fashion. This is the latest fashion in ball dancing. Oh, they'll all cut there. Tail coat. The lettuce.
That's how they got the cut now. There's a cut in the coat in the back.
Many others. I think the story from the Aesop and Topodes. Langul Hin Sigar. A jackal without tail. This is the word. Any nonsense you do, and if you say it is the latest fashion, everyone will do. The Mimi's card. One girl made it, they all got it. The barrier not only amongst the sheep and the so-called animal sheep also do that. Human sheep. As soon as such fragrance, one should remember Krishna. This is Krishna. Punnagandha-prithibhyaj. Where is that scientist? Just like from the earth, we are getting so many varieties of flavor and taste. The fruits are different taste, the flowers different fragrance, but where from it is coming? Do not things from the earth.
All they do is create smog.
Huh?
They create smog. Krishna creates fragrant flowers.
No, smog is also created by Krishna. That's not like. I mean to say, in the ground, everything is there, the flavor.
So why they can't put it together?
I know. No, why they cannot? By scientific, chemical, or physical way, they cannot take the flavor from the earth.
They do make synthetic, synthetic scents.
No.
They come out synthetic, though.
Huh?
They do not smell the same.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, yeah, they make perfumes from flowers.
Huh?
Perfume they make from flowers.
Oil.
Flowers, yes, that is, but not, you take some
earth.
Dirt
yeah.
and yeah. extract the flavor. Mm. Then I know that you are a scientist. Vast water, but they cannot make it sweet. That you'll have to depend on God. The water is actually is taken and it is made sweet. So how they can deny the hand of God?
They have some water distillation plants now.
That is nonsense. He may distill 1 pound of water.
Yeah, right.
That does not mean that. Why they are unnecessarily proud and denying the authority of God? How foolish they are. Therefore, I don't like them. The most heinous type of atheist, not gentlemen. Whenever they hold some conference, they say, don't talk of God, then you cannot come to the conference.
Yeah.
Do they
yes,
know?
Yes, yes.
What is that?
There was a conference on biology and evolution. And they made a rule at the beginning of the conference that whatever we discuss from now on is all right, except that we will not discuss about God or anything, any divine factor of creation.
Yes, sir. How much they teach there? Shameless atheist.
Yeah.
Other atheists, they have got some shame, but these people are shameless. Them.
Because we cannot see God in our laboratory, therefore we will not discuss Him.
But why do you teach us? We do not see whatever you say. We do not see. Why do you impress upon us? If seeing is evidence that we don't see, what nonsense you are talking.
We don't see their atoms, we don't see their Sputnik flying landing.
Why do you talk?
They want to replace, they want to put themselves in the place of the supreme authority.
No, that's all I did. That is your reason that you don't see God. But we don't see that you are going to the moon planet. Why is it that you are going to moon planet?
They might also say that we don't have the eyes to see the atoms and things like that.
That's all right. Then you take our formula. Why do you expect to see God with your eyes? That means they are shameless atheists.
They say
other atheists, they are but little shame. But these people have no shame in this. Come on. Lowest of the mankind. Maya aparita jnana. Problem is, at the present moment, they have exhausted all their intellect. Now they are finding out how to block the people and maintain them.
Yes.
That is their problem.
The people have lost faith in the science because they have not produced anything.
And that is the problem. Because they have cheated people for so many years and drawn high salaries. Now they are finding out how to cheat these rascals and continue our business. This is the problem. Because they have nothing to research, everything, whatever, finished. And all failure.
Yes.
Simply big words, that's all. word jugglery, that's all. They could not do anything. But what exactly they have done, something which is not done by God. The competition is God. So what they have done? Huh? What is their country?
Only negative, nothing positive. Easier to kill people.
That's it. That must they have done. Diverting the attention of the people from going to the moon planet, then meeting in the sky. So what will benefit we shall derive by then meeting in the sky?
They have people now that are...
Huh?
They have scientists now that are proposing, and they have grants on how to develop a city in outer space or on the moon, where they already have it. How they're going to send people, how they're going to get their...
Another bluff.
Yeah.
And these rascals are believing them.
Especially, they're trying to make people feel that their problems will be solved, that when it gets too bad, they'll just be able to go to the moon. So there's no real problem, even if you ruin the Earth, because you can always escape.
What about their moon planet going? That is stopped?
Going to the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're sending any more rockets.
They're finished.
Huh?
Too much litter up there.
So, useless.